Met Opera scraps Russian-built Lohengrin set, duplicates it for over $1 million in protest of Putin. By Breitbart News on February 24, 2023. New York, AP, Günter Groysbeck was about to walk on stage at Moscow's Bolshoi Theater for the first act of a new Lohengrin production last winter when his wife, Isabel, texted that she and their 12-year-old daughter were about to take off on a flight home to Milan. Then she texted me back and said, "No, the pilot just announced we are not allowed anymore to enter European airspace," the Austrian base recalled. And then they were trapped because they only had the one entry visa. On February 24, 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine 13 hours before the opening performance of François Gérard's staging of the Wagner Opera, a production that starts the second half of the Metropolitan Opera's season on Sunday. The war quickly impacted the cast and audience at the Bolshoi, a short walk from the Kremlin. And we'd leave the Met to scrap using the Russian set and build a duplicate. Something happened in the theater that night that was incredible, the energy on stage and in the house. At first I thought I had some responsibility in that, and I thought it was like a success, Gérard recalled this week. But then I think a large part of that energy was a protestation to across the street. Groysbeck's family eventually got home via Istanbul, and Gérard left Moscow a day earlier than scheduled. Met general manager Peter Gelb had attended the final dress rehearsal in Moscow because the staging was planned as a co-production of the companies. "When I returned to New York and the invasion had begun, I immediately made the decision to sever ties with any official Russian institution or artist associated with Vladimir Putin," Gelb said. At a cost of more than $1 million, the Met had another set built by Bay Productions in Cardiff, Wales, and costumes constructed in New York and Hong Kong. Because of the change, technical rehearsals were postponed from August to February. Gérard is directing his third Wagner opera at the Met, following an acclaimed Parsifal in 2013 and a Der Fliegende Holländer, The Flying Dutchman, that received mixed reviews in 2020. Lohengrin is the Met's most seen Wagner opera with 717 performances. A minimalist staging by Robert Wilson featuring bars of light premiered in 1998 and replaced an August Everding version dating to 1976. Wilson's staging was revived just twice and was given only 19 total performances, the last in 2006. Met music director Yannick Nezé-Saigan conducts a cast this weekend that includes tenor Pyotr Bechowa in the title role, Groysbeck, King Heinrich, bass baritone Yevgeny Nikitin, Telramund, and sopranos Tamara Wilson, Elsa, and Christine Gork, Ortrud. Lohengrin is maybe Wagner's first attempt at the magic, the ethereal, the celestial, dare I say dreamy music. "That is apparent right away from the prelude," Nezé-Saigan said. "There is an otherworldly quality in both scores. However, Lohengrin, also because probably being earlier than Parsifal, also is a confluence of some bel canto." Gérard stages the opera in post-apocalyptic times, the prelude accompanied by the moon projected orbiting the Earth and then exploding. Lohengrin arrives with a projected swan image in the heavens and is wearing the same white dress shirt and dark trousers of the knights in Gérard's Parsifal production, signifying he was sent to Brabant by his father, the Grail King. Otherworldly power is evident in the first act sword fight with Telramund, which Lohengrin wins using mental powers rather than a physical. /